If versus whether. Just a quick reminder, continually improve your English. Click the subscribe button, the bell icon, and then all. So, when to use if and whether? These words can be used interchangeably, but not always. So there's a general rule which can help. Use if to introduce a condition. Use whether to refer to a choice or alternatives. Here's an example with if. Sentence example, if this weather keeps up, we won't be going anywhere today. Here, if introduces a condition. The rainy weather will affect the decision of whether the person can go outside today. Now an example using whether. The sentence reads, for dessert, she wasn't sure whether to go for the creme brulee or the tiramisu. Here, whether is used regarding the choice. There are two alternatives for dessert. But let's dig deeper. While if and whether can sometimes be used interchangeably, here are two situations when you can only use whether. One after a preposition, or two before an infinitive verb, that's any verb preceded by the word to. Sentence example, she was thinking about whether to enroll in an online MBA program to create more job opportunities. Notice whether follows the preposition about. You wouldn't say she was thinking about if to enroll. Here's another example. Sentence reads, as his friend was not very reliable, he didn't know whether to believe him. Notice whether is used before the infinitive verb to believe. You wouldn't say, he didn't know if to believe him. A common use of whether is in an opposite alternative, with the expression whether or not. Here's an example. Looking at the cloudy sky, he wondered whether or not to take his umbrella. So, in summary, if and whether can be used interchangeably in some sentences, but not in others. To avoid errors, use if to introduce a condition and whether to refer to a choice or an alternative. Use whether after a preposition or before an infinitive verb. Use whether or not for an opposite alternative. And a final note, where whether or if are interchangeable, choose whether in formal writing. Has this video helped you? Then like, share or comment now. And build a powerful English vocabulary with my free course on Udemy. Just go to goodenglish.online.